No matter where you grow up, home will always be home. The place you miss most when the holidays roll around and the seasons begin to change. Oh, it's too cold here. Back home it's 80 degrees in the winter. Or something like, back home it's so cold my nose hairs freeze when I walk outside. Geography belongs in schools, because our real home will never change. This secluded rock is home to a select few who can deal with its dark winters and its congested Lincoln Street summers. Locals that embrace the unconventional workplace and drive trucks because they actually need them. Sitkins are people of their own. Just read their license plate.
My name's Caprice Scarano.
All right, and so tell me a little bit about your car and your license plate.
Well, I've dreamt of having a Mustang my entire life, and I finally got to get my dream car. And when I got it, I wanted to get personalized plates, and the first thing I thought of was, wow, that's just too cool. So I started looking around on the license plate website, and two with the COOL looks just like a bunch of zeros all together, so it looked kind of dumb.
Yeah.
And then KOOL was already taken somewhere in Alaska. So then I got reading on the internet for some other ideas, and Moon Eyes is a long time hot rod company, and they make hot rod parts. And I've been with hot rods or near hot rods my entire life, and I'm 41 now.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, when I got looking at it, somebody had spelled their license plate with a KQQL because the Qs look like little moon eyes. So if you go to the Moon Eyes website, you'd know what it means. But unless you're into hot rods, it looks just kind of like I can't spell cool.
No, I didn't even notice that it had two Qs on it.
Yeah, it's two Qs.
Yeah.
It looks like little eyeballs.
Sitka has more personalized plates than I've ever seen in any other place. Bill Foster, a serious license plate collector who has an entire run of Alaska plates, sheds some light on the details of the history between Alaska and its personalized plate.
The first personalized plate I ever saw in Alaska was in Ketchikan in 1968 that said salmon. So I think we started offering them then. And they were flat and they weren't embossed. In other words, they didn't have anything stand out on them. They were kind of a silkscreen looking plate, but I didn't get one until a few years later.
Foster eventually chose XXXXXX for his license plate, which rolled around on his VW microbus for many years and now adorns his Jeep Grand Wagoneer. In Alaska, the DMV limits your choice to at least two, but no more than six characters. So why did Foster choose six X's? Why not?
And it really doesn't mean anything other than design. In fact, I saw one in Washington State. They had MW, 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 and it just kind of looked like a zigzag line, which mm-hmm. was kind of neat. So people approach these differently. I mean, they were originally called vanity plates because people put their name on them, and people still do, which is fine. My name is Bill. I saw Bill on a big Cadillac in Anchorage many years ago, and I'm sure it's somebody has kept mm-hmm. all this time.
Vehicles have a voice of their own. Someone driving a Beamer as opposed to a Subaru Outback reflects a lifestyle preference. We even have our own brand of car here, the Sitka Special, and we all know what that looks and sounds like. While people accessorize with bags and sunglasses, we now accessorize our cars with mini quotes.
My name is Susan Royce, and my license plate is RSQ-K9. I have an S on it, I can't remember. And actually, I hate to admit this, but it's a copy of a license plate I saw in Maine many years ago. And at that point, the search and rescue dog team here didn't have a really good name. And as soon as I saw that name on the license plate in Maine, I thought, I live in Alaska. Nobody will ever know.
Although individualizing a license plate can be fun, there are some exceptions. According to the DMV's ruling, no plate may contain sexual content or cuss words. But any plate that someone finds offensive can possibly be revoked if the court rules in favor. But most people use their personalized plate as a quick statement for the public.
My name is James Weilman. I have the license plate Laker. And basically, I've been a Lakers fan for about 21 years, and went out on the website when I got back to Alaska in 99, saw if it was available, saw it was, and got it.
I hear there's a kind of a funny story that happened to you with your license plate.
I wonder if that's the story where somebody did some creative graffiti on my license plate and found out my true nature. You know, we've been mislabeled as slackers in the past, and somebody kind of did a little magic marker work at one point.
So Sitka wouldn't be Sitka without all our crazy license plates. It doesn't matter how much it rains or snows, or how dark it is this time of year. Those six letters can be our moment in the sun. I've already been to the DMV website to try out a few possibilities of my own, and I don't even have a cool car. Reporting in Sitka, this is Leah Mann.